Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness, and we're coming to you today from, let's say it like this, in all the world there is a land, in all that land, and that land is Israel, in all that land there is a city, and that city is Jerusalem, and in that city there is a hill, Mount Moriah, and on that hill there is a rock, the rock where Abraham offered up Yitzhak. And where the temple and the altar stood from the days of David and Solomon. And we're going to take you a little bit in the back past. You remember in Deuteronomy chapter 12, the Lord says, when you come into the land, I'm going to choose a place out of one of your tribes, and there I'm going to put my name. This is called Hamakom, the place God chooses to rest his name. It is now one of the hottest spots on the earth as the whole world bothers themselves with what to do about Jerusalem and the Temple Mount. We had to go to a little bit of trouble today just to get some papers to say that we could be here and film here. But we had favor, and here we are. We can't get any closer than this, but what you are seeing, let me give you just a little bit of a Bible reference here so you'll understand when you see the people pray. When Solomon dedicated the temple here, the first temple, 3,000 years ago, it was the Feast of Tabernacles, and that feast lasts for 8 days. It's a feast of 7 days plus one. And so we read in the Bible here, 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 8, also at the same time, Solomon kept the feast 7 days. And all Israel with him, a very great congregation, from the entering in of Hamat unto the river of Egypt, all the way from Syria down to Egypt. They were here by the multitudes, millions. And in the eighth day, remember they have dedicated the temple, and in the eighth day they made a solemn assembly, for they kept the dedication of the altar 7 days and the feast 7 days. Verse 11, thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house, and all that came into Solomon's heart to make in the house of the Lord. Verse 12, and the Lord, and this is his name, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place to myself for a house of, and the Hebrew word is korban, a place where you can come near to me. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among the people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now my ears shall be open and mine eyes shall be open and my ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. For now have I chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. So here on this Temple Mount, which you cannot see, there would have arisen a great tall edifice, the temple. And God says with fire from heaven to Solomon, I have chosen this place. I will hear the prayers made in this place. Now, the top of that mount right there, it's problematic for the Jews to pray up there. So they come here as close as they can get to that place. And you'll see down here what is the wall of the Temple Mount. When Herod rebuilt the second temple, he made a platform, a 39-acre platform, and built a wall around it. What we're looking at and where we are standing now is before the Western Wall. You can only see a part of it. Part of it has been excavated. Actually, there's a tunnel that goes all the way through to where it ends. But what we can see here, what is open and exposed, is the Western Wall of the Temple Mount. The Jews, it's problematic for them to go up on the top and pray now, because even though in the Six-Day War, this came into the hands of the Jews in 1967 in a miraculous war. And the Jews rushed to the top and prayed, but not many days later, Moshe Dayan, you remember him, he had the black patch over his eye. He urged the prime minister, and it was decreed, that even though this came back to the Jews in 1967, the top of it, the daily operation from day to day, would be under the Waqf, the Islamic authorities. And so out of Jordan for many years, it was in their hands until the Six-Day War. And after the Six-Day War, they agreed it belongs sovereignly to Israel, but the day-to-day operations belong to the Islamic group, the Waqf. Now, on the top of the Temple Mount, where the temple used to be, there is the Dome of the Rock. It is over the rock where Abraham offered up Isaac. It is over the rock. The dome is over the rock where they offered up their offerings unto the Lord, and where the temple was. Now, here are the Jews down here below. They have the below part. And during the Intifada, actually, from the top, stones were pelted down upon the Jews worshiping here at the wall. But the reason you see them worshiping here at the wall is that God said, I will hear the prayers. Now, to me, this is not New Testament believers at prayer. This is an Old Testament promise, a Tanakh promise to the Jews. I will hear the prayers made in this place for your land, and I will heal your land if you pray here. So this top place is a place of prayer for them, which they can't get to. So now you see them all along the wall. They have come here to pray because that's as near as they can get to the place where God said. And so we see them, even they will wrap up, sometimes they write their prayers, and they push them in between the stones of the wall. Today, this is what it is. This is Israel present. This is Jerusalem present. This is the wall present. Now, what's going to happen here in the future? In the future, in the book of Yehezkel, Ezekiel, starting at chapter 40, it describes a great temple that will be here in the millennium. They're coming up to see if we have papers. Where are our papers? We had to have special papers, as I told you, to film here. So we went up to the wall. This is under the auspices of a rabbi. And we went up to the rabbi and we got the papers so that we could come here and shoot this for you. And so we have the papers. They're questioning us, but we have the papers and the right to be here. So this gives you a little taste of things today in the Middle East and at the wall and how it is, how problematic it is, how the whole world, and the Bible says it will be so in Zechariah 12 and Zechariah 14, that the whole world will be bothering themselves about this little area. This is the hottest real estate on earth. I'm sure if you could see up into the heavenlies, you'd see even the demonic forces are raging against this, against the angelic forces. But if you were here today with us and you could walk down to the wall, you were a man, you'd be on one side. They have it divided, the men from the women. And the men, of course, have their heads covered. That is to show that someone is over their head. Many of the religious women will have their heads covered as well. But back to the future, right above us, this isn't even future. Jerusalem, we know, according to the Bible, says that there is a Jerusalem below and there is a Jerusalem above. A Yerushalayim Shema Allah, a Jerusalem that's in the heavens above. So right up over us right now, I'm just looking there. Over earthly Jerusalem, there is a heavenly Jerusalem. I believe that during the millennial age, you probably can see it. The Bible says it's 1,500 miles square, 1,500 miles high. And it's there somewhere right now, maybe on another dimension, I don't know. But there is Jerusalem above. There's a connection between Jerusalem below. And during the millennial age, the 1,000 years of the millennial age, I believe it'll possibly be visible, but one day in the near future, they will be built, Psalm 122, as a city compact together. Jerusalem below, Jerusalem above. I just like to look up and imagine it being there right now. There's life all around us. There's sound all around us. There are soldiers. There are guards. There are cameras. Rabbi is coming. So this is life here. It's a little bit hectic. Not so much you might see as a place of peace, but it will be a great place of peace in the coming millennial age and when the Messiah sets up his reign. Think of it. He will come He will come and be seen by the whole world. And the Bible says every knee will bow and every tongue confess. He will come and put his feet up on the Mount of Olives, which is across the way. But right now, we are here. This is the Temple Mount, Mount Moriah. We are here with a group from all over the world, and you can see the people milling all around. There's a nice crowd of people here today. Why is all the world so interested in this place? Why do people come here? Because the Bible is true. The Bible is the Word of God. And here we are watching Israel past all the things that have happened here in Temple Times, all the wars, the great Six-Day War that liberated this place. And now we are here thinking about this spot in the future. We're glad you're with us here today. If you're hearing this by radio, you can go on our website, billybrim.org, billybrim.org, and you can watch this because we're putting it up on camera so you can see what it's like here. We trust that maybe you can come and go with us next year, June 2009, when we take a group to Israel. Right now, we'd like to have you come and like to have you order a book, The Mountains of Israel, which we will be glad to ship to you for only $7 plus shipping. You hear the loudspeaker in the background. You hear all the activities. You see the soldiers that are here. Soldiers actually come here and take their vows right before the temple wall, the holiest spot in all of Judaism. We're there, and you are here with us. Come and be with us. We would like to have you in the future. You can read about the temple. You can read about its dedication in the Bible. You can read about when Jesus was here in Matthew 24. You can read about what Paul said would be happening here in the future in 2 Thessalonians. Wonderful spot for great activity to come to us in the future. Zechariah 12, Zechariah 14 even says that the Antichrist will one last time surround the Jews and try to wipe them off the face of this earth. But they're going to look up and they're going to see the Messiah coming on a white horse, Revelation 19, his armies behind him. Yes. And so we are here and we, yes. Yesh lanu dafim. Given the paper. The paper that tells us we can do this. They're doing their job. A young woman from security just came up, made us show the papers again. They're doing their job. Actually, we had word that someone had threatened to come from outside and bring even bombs to Jerusalem today. So they're doing their job. We appreciate it. You're tasting the Middle East. You're tasting Jerusalem present. We invite you to go to the book, find Jerusalem past, and find Jerusalem future. You'll enjoy the book on Zechariah by David Barham. Call us at 417-336-4877 and ask about Zechariah. This is Billy Brim saying Shalom.